I got kind of frustrated watching the people, you know, dancing, because all the songs then were 2.5, you know, maybe just under 3 minutes. Jimmy Ellis, the way he sings. I mean, he just sounds, I'm not trying to be funny. It's just he makes me feel so happy inside to hear him sing. But these guys come from the church. You know, that very uplifting feeling to it. That's the magic of Baker, Harris, and Young. Those three guys, when that groove would pull together, it just, I wish I could explain. That's the whole magic of the Philadelphia sound. I had a fear of flying, and that was the only thing that get me back in an airplane was the possibility of the Detroit Emeralds getting back together to do the Feel and Need album. This record was the greatest thing, and of course it turned out to be number one record in the country.
Yeah.
these guys really, you know, connected together. And how, especially at Sigma Sound in Philadelphia, I mean, those guys were amazing. I just thought, my God. And it was a thrill. It was really a big thrill. I just loved the sound. I mean, it was so different. Unfortunately, Ronnie and Norman aren't with us anymore. I think music, really changed a lot when those two guys passed on. I mean, I was just amazed. I just never was exposed to anything like that. Scepter One Records, you know, great people to me. And like Mel Sharon, good songwriters, people who had talent.
Step out of the tank. So much for love. So much for happiness.
But when I got into that, I mean, they just thought that this thing was amazing, and they believed in it enough to do something, you know.
The Mixmaster Supreme.
The black sound was starting to happen then. White kids were listening to it. Mike Theodore is arranger and writer. Dennis is a great, great guitar player. His whole life is revolved around black music. And to watch those guys work together was absolute magic. I absolutely loved it. done. Dennis Coffey and Mike Theodore. Dennis is a great guitar player. He's playing the guitars on the middle section. We'll be right back. play when I try to mix things. I only know what a real drum sounds like. It's very difficult for me to, you know, I try to make a sample drum sound like a real drum, only because that's what I'm used to hearing.
Supposed to be 'cause of you, I'm living.
1970s, the Botel out in Fire Island. I went out there for a weekend, and I was absolutely dumbfounded to see all these white people dancing to black music. I thought, my God, I finally found my own. What makes it exciting, this business. I mean, it was really a great, great business to be in. We'll be right back. my life's work, just being around music. I mean, I just thought that was the biggest thrill in my life, you know, to turn people on to music. It's a Tom Moulton mix.
The Mixmaster Supreme.